at restoreoftheheartland.com.
We're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, joined, of course, by USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, Board Member Daryl Eady, and, of course, a board meeting coming up this evening at the Robinson Education Center, 6:30, the start time on that. And earlier, of course, we heard about some special recognitions this evening, and, of course, you're going to be talking about legislative updates, budgeting issues, and you're also going to hear an update possibly in regards to more funding issues, but the MHS Career and Technical Education Program. And I've noticed through my time covering USD 3D3 that technical education is really important within Manhattan High. And what do you expect to hear this evening? Of course, Deborah Kidd and Jeannie Disney reporting on that one.
Basically, they're given an annual report and outline how many students we have, what programs we have, what career pathways we have open and available to our students, as well as options where we could go in the future with them. So.
Yeah, it just basically talks about the 8 different pathways we have for the non-traditional type student, and just that basically we have almost every student out there. I mean, there's a lot of students, 1,200 plus students that are involved in one of these courses or another. That's a tremendous amount.
Well, the courses are only increasing, right? Recently, you voted to add more courses for next year regarding MATC with USD 383?
Yep. MATC has been a great partner as far as CTE goes for us. Some of them fall into line with these career tech ed from the state. Some of them are outside of even those things, but they're opportunities for our kids in career paths. And we've pursued those partnerships in interest of our kids. It's been one program the state's been wonderful with, Senate Bill 155, and funding some of these career tech ed and providing people college credit, our students college credit for pursuing those pathways.
Well, there's a lot of great pathways. I mean, you know, running any business or any organization, you need a lot of different variable parts. And this is a way to do that. You know, and right now, you know, like there's welding, there's finance, there's biomedical for the biohazard area. All these type pathways that help within the community and within the state that we need and support for. Nursing, there's just different things that we can help guide toward and help our students for when they finally graduate high school, they'll have something they can do besides just going to college. You know?
Yeah, and I'll say on these career pathways that we have, what a lot of people don't know is we have community professionals sit on each one of those pathway boards. So for the medical fields, we have people from the medical field that sit on those boards giving input on how we can do this, what focus we need to have. Same thing in welding, same thing in agribusiness. We have those professionals, experts in that field. So it's a lot more practical. It's not just the education community coming up with, hey, this would be a good idea to do. We get the business people in there. And the career tech ed is one path in that connection with professionals in our community. And we really appreciate their service volunteering to come in and do that with us.
Well, from an outsider, it seems like this program is very well put together, very conscientious of the local economy and what programs could really bolster Manhattan and USD 383 building those partnerships.
Yeah, that's one of the best things about it. This program has been extremely flexible for the community's control that we want to pursue this pathway. We have some interests, we have some expertise, we have some need in this area. Can we go there? And before block grants came in, there was a funding mechanism that you could pursue those pathways, and there's some funding tied to it because these things aren't easy to do, and to stay up with your industry and your local businesses sometimes requires a little extra investment. And before, that was supported money-wise. Now, block grants, it hasn't been, so it's difficult to grow those.
How does Senate Bill 155 benefit school districts who are looking to give their students these opportunities to work through career and technical programs?
Well, if we're able to offer a Senate Bill 155 class, basically the state supports the tuition for the student. So let's name a class that I know is an SB 155 is ag welding. So ag welding can be a 5-hour class taken through MATC, but we offer a welding class. So if we can line our curriculum up with the ag welding, and we have a certified instructor that's qualified to teach that, those students can qualify for 5 hours of credit toward a welding degree. And so when they go to MATC, they're that much further along if they want to pursue that pathway. But it's basically that those hours of credit are paid for. Benefits to the families, the school gets a little money back from that, but we're buying welders, we're buying the equipment to keep up with that. MATC allows them to hire staff to do those things as well. So it's been a great partnership and beneficial to school, MATC, and mostly our families. I think your biggest winners out of that is your kids.
Keeps the cost of education down. I mean, that's a fantastic opportunity for any student.
It helps. If you like that pathway, this is one of the best things State of Kansas has done for you.
Well, also at tonight's Board of Education meeting, of course, going to hear an update on the Manhattan High School Committee, which, of course, that was passed back at the beginning of December, and it continues to be kind of a hot topic. And maybe just fill us in. We're going to hear some significant updates, some significant progress being made on that tonight.
Well, the biggest updates and information about it tonight was who's going to be on the committee and when they're going to meet. And, of course, some of their charges, which some of that charges is looking at, you know, everybody had the Manhattan High School Indian, but they didn't know Pintrip was even a part of it. How can we better recognize Pintrip going forward? And I think one of the greatest things that came out of it is how can we educate our kids more on the Manhattan or on the American Indian? You know, how do we really – what's happened to them over the years and how that's happened and – how can we just better educate our kids on that? So that's, you know, that's a great part of that. There's a couple other issues within the whole committee that are questionable and, you know, and everybody's going to have a hard time with, you know, does at some point do we eliminate the image and the mascot, you know, how are we going to handle all that and cost factors, things like that. I think, you know, if we have the Manhattan High School Indians, it's a great thing. If we have a different mascot, just like the Kansas City Chiefs have, or the Kansas City Chiefs, and then they have the Wolf Pack on the side for them to cheer on, that's fine too. So those are things we'll be looking at.
Now, how many members are you looking to add, and what sort of people will be on this committee?
I don't even know how many people. I want to say around 15, but typically the way committees are appointed, district committees in our community are the board president. Select those committees and put them forward.
It looks like we have a caller on the line. Caller, welcome to In Focus. Well, it looks like we lost the caller. Feel free to...
Didn't lose him. Hello.
Welcome to In Focus.
Okay. We are talking about removing the Indian. Well, that set a precedent for the rest of the state. I understand that there's probably more than 50, maybe less than 100 other schools in the state of Kansas that use the Indian as their mascot. Now, what in the world, why do we want to be the leader in this? We were the leader in RCPD. Nobody's ever changed. We've been the leader in several other things. Nobody's ever changed. Why in the world would we even be talking about this anymore? It should have been finalized last year and put to bed. Thank you very much.
Either of you want to touch on that?
Well, it is a hotbed topic. you know, part of the motion was to say that we will maintain the Manhattan High School Indian image. That was a piece of it. The rest of it is how much would it cost? How much, you know, what do we do if we do change it? But that's what the committee is for.
I see the committee as a bridge to divide differing perspectives and try and bring some healing to it instead of just ripping the Band-Aid off.
Now, were you maybe surprised at anything involving the dialogue at the end of last year, just involving the community? When you got to hear everyone's thoughts and opinions, was there anything that really surprised you about how people were able to interact with each other surrounding the mascot?
I think people were able to put their views out there very well and very respectful toward each other with it. So I was really impressed with the community.
I was very pleased, especially with that Wednesday night meeting we had, of how everybody interacted. And, you know, inside our meeting, it sounded like people were listening. Mm. You know, we on the board were definitely listening. And just trying to hear what people had to say and interact and see where our common grounds and where our uncommon grounds are at.
Well, we're running out of time here on this segment of In Focus, but... Eric, I know there's some events coming up that you maybe wanted to touch on.
Yep. I want to get out the 9th annual Early Expression Art Show is coming up during the month of February. Over 2,000 pieces of original art were submitted by 383 students. The art was juried, and the winning pieces were showcased at the Beach Museum of Art. A public reception for the artist and their families will be held February 18th. Early Expressions Art Show is sponsored by the Manhattan Ogden Public Schools Foundation. More information can be found on our website. And I'll put in a little plug. This is important because January is School Board Recognition Month, and we've got a wonderful board, and we're really appreciative of their service. And to-do list on America's Got Special Talent, one of our programs, Interpersonal Skills Class at MHS on Thursday the 19th, 7 p.m. in Rizak is a talent show for that class, and it's an awesome time.
Well, lots of great things coming up, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. This has been In Focus with USD 3D3 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Daryl Eady. We'll be right back with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf.